The next coach on the teleconference is Northwestern's Joe McEwen. The Wildcats bring back all five starters from last year's team, including preseason All-Big Ten selection Palace Kunai Akpana, as well as Northwestern moving back into a newly renovated Welsh Ryan Arena. Coach, thanks for joining us. Would you mind offering some opening comments, and we'll open the call for questions.
Yeah, good morning, Scott. Thank you. And as you mentioned, we're really excited to get into our new arena and just, welcome the Big Ten. It's going to be an incredible place. And, you know, we spent, a year and a half out of it. So I'm just excited for myself sometimes to get in, let alone our players and staff. So it's going to be, Chris Collins, our men's coach, has a legendary career at Duke. And, him and I talk about Cameron Indoor, and he feels like, there's a lot of similarities to what we did in Welsh Ryan. So it's going to be fun.
Thanks, Coach. Let's open it up for questions from the media at this time.
Your first question is from the line of Christy Winter-Scott with the Big Ten Network.
Hi, Christy.
Hey, Joe. Always a pleasure to hear your voice, sir.
Thank you.
So
you too.
Thank you. Well, with the new year, it always brings new challenges. What has been the philosophy that you have tried to have your team embrace so far this season, and what you want to see from them this year?
Well, I think our defensive principles, really getting technical, Christy. And last year, we were so young, and we had lost six seniors from the year before, and first round pick, and 6,000 points. So I think. Trying to get them, and they did a great job. I think we played our best basketball at the end of the year. But fundamentally, to become a better defensive team, and, I think that's been the whole premise of our summer and this past fall. So, I'll let you know how that goes in the next couple of weeks, because we loaded up our schedule too.
Thank you.
Okay.
Your next question is from the line of Vera Jones with the Big Ten Network.
Good morning, Joe.
Hey, Vera. How are you?
Last year you said to me, next year, Vera, we're going to be really, really good. And it was two reallys, not one. So I'd like you to elaborate on if you're seeing that transpire this season, and in what way.
Yeah, I did say that because I really like our team, and I knew we paid it forward in our dues, in that, we played a lot of people with very little experience last year, and they're all back now, and they're all a year better, and I think, they love playing with each other. So I think we break it down into three seasons, and starting with our non-conference, and then the Big Ten, and then postseason. So I think we got a chance to be really good. If we can stay healthy, stay together, through the non-conference and into the Big Ten, we can score. We can do a lot of things. We've got multiple position players. And like I said, if we can defend better and rebound better, I think we got a chance. And I did say that. You're right.
Your next question is from the line of Michelle Vopul with ESPN.com.
Hey, Michelle.
Hey, good morning, Coach. It's kind of cool. I noticed you mentioned Welsh Ryan sort of being like Cameron, and I believe your like official opening is against Duke of your arena on November 11th, which is kind of cool. But about that, having Duke, having, the other teams, you mentioned your non-conference schedule. How important is that, not just for you guys, but for conference-wide? Because we've seen this in other conferences, that real push to beef up the non-conference schedule and how that helps the entire conference.
Yeah, Michelle, I think, I've been in, this is my 11th year in the Big Ten, and 19 years is, or 22 years before that as a head coach. So, I feel like I've seen a lot of different variations of RPIs and conference schedules. And, we just added, we just went up to 18 games again in the Big Ten. So, but I think playing non-conference, with the coaches and the talent and the facilities in this league, you know, you want to showcase it. And having the Big Ten Network doing non-conference games now, a lot of them, you know, I think we have a great conference, great coaches. So, you know, hopefully we can showcase that. And, you know, you'll see hopefully more teams in the NCAA tournament come March.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Coach, thanks again for joining us. All the best for a successful season.
Okay, Scott, thank you.